Track 24.3. Unusual weddings, eccentric or wonderful?
Honey, I want our wedding to be something special.
And original, something like the others don't have.
Exactly, you're reading my thoughts.
I always do. All right, Rachel, so what will it be?
So, here on the website, there is a list of unusual weddings. What do you think of a wedding in the mountains?
Well, you know, that's a little bit too cold. Besides, I am not a snow addict who loves the mountain environment. Let's leave this for our honeymoon.
Here, they offer a wedding on horsebacks.
No, that's too difficult for the guests. Dear, you know, I have always thought our wedding to be anything but a wedding on horsebacks. Or maybe we'll try it another time.
Another time? You've got to be kidding. Are we going to marry and divorce all the time to try something new?
Why not?
Okay. Then we can organize our wedding on the plane.
Maybe that's a good idea, but not for us, I think. What if some of the guests are afraid of flying? They will be scared and this won't be a holiday for them.
Well, you're right. Look, a wedding in the sky in the hot air balloon.
The same, plus no space for the guests at all.
Come on. Don't be boring. What about an underwater wedding? It is something unique and unusual.
You know, I can't scuba dive, and I thought you can't either.
True, but it's not a problem, really. Before the ceremony, we can take a couple of classes to learn how to scuba dive.
I see. And what about the guests? Do they have to dive too?
They can wait in the boat. We'll put a few decorations on the boat.
You know, I'd better not to get wet on our wedding day. The wedding is too wet, Rachel. An unusual wedding must cost a fortune. The more unusual the wedding is, the more expensive it is. And don't you think it will distract attention from the occasion itself?
Yeah, I agree. Wacky weddings certainly aren't for everyone. Maybe a beach wedding then?
That sounds better. A beach party is not a bad idea at all. We can think about decorations less. Nature will cover it all and better concentrate on the ceremony. Yeah.
Yes, darling, a beautiful Bahamas seaside, tropical flowers. The guests will be happy, I guess. They will be like tourists there.
That's true. And it is reasonably exotic and unusual. We only have to make sure that all our guests can get to our wedding in Bahamas on time. And what time do they start?
Let me see. They can start the ceremony at around 9 o'clock to get a cool atmosphere.
And how many guests will we have?
Honey, I've counted. We have 73 people in our party.
Oh my God! Isn't that too many? We were talking about a very calm small wedding.
All our closest people, darling.
I see.
Look, honey, and the wedding invitation will be like this. We, Max and Rachel, are very happy to invite you to our wedding. The 5th of July, 9 o'clock. Happy bride and groom. Nice, isn't it?
Rach, it looks very good. Everything what you do is very good.
Our wedding will be on Saturday, the 5th of July, and we're going to celebrate it on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, okay. Have you chosen the dress, dear?
I was thinking about a white dress, but now at Bahamas, actually I don't care for the dress I wear. Even a swimsuit will be fine.
Why not? I hope that the ceremony will go all right. And how much is it?
Well, beach parties usually need more budget, and the wedding at this Crown Plaza beach is $18,000.
Wow, I hope it will be worth it.
And now details. Who is your best man?
Billy, I think. He's always wanted to be my best man. And what about your bridesmaid? Is it Monica?
Yeah, right. Okay, now let's look at the menu.